Welcome to the Curious Podcast, where we are constantly in the process of getting to the bottom of shit. Those pesky scientists are at it again, trying to make us all cyborgs, one limb at a time. Robotic limbs will be as normal as fake eyelashes in about 10 years' time. It would be all good if the tech was used to optimize prosthetic limbs and make them more lifelike and flexible. I mean, there is a market for that, but cyborg body parts are also being created in mind for anyone and everyone. Just because, you know, we're basically so bored of life that we need to do this extra bullshit. The idea behind this is so the regular person doesn't have to rely on just their own limbs, but can also use extra limbs like some sort of superhuman. Why rely on just two hands, for example, when you can have three? Think of all the extra things you can do with that extra hand. Obviously, I'm being satirical, guys. I don't want an extra hand and I don't see the need for it. They haven't created an extra hand you can use yet. But technologies are already out there to create wings or tentacles for human use. The robot digit slash third thumb was developed in 2017. Researchers noticed subtle changes in participants' brains. When users had the third thumb attached, they began to use their hands differently, sending signals to the brain that something had changed. This caused their brains to go through some sort of rewiring, and crazily enough, many participants said they soon felt like the extra thumb was a part of their own body. The articles about the third thumb doesn't exactly go into further details about the future implications of this. I just wonder if any of the neurological changes participants experience have any permanent or lasting effects. If it did cause long-term changes, the creators obviously wouldn't tell us because it would be unhelpful in their attempt to introduce this to the public, which ultimately is going to happen within a decade or so. That is the goal of introducing these things step by step. It feels like it could be the plot of a cyberpunk type of movie where things could go terribly wrong. Speaking of cyberpunk, if you've played the game, amazing game, the character you play called V inserts a chip into the cyberware already in their head, as everyone in the game or in the world already has cyberware in their brains or in their kind of like cranium area. If you want to get more understanding of how the world works, and I feel like they're kind of teasing what kind of world we could live in 20 to 25 years even, check out the Cyberpunk series on Netflix. I think it's a 12-part series. It's pretty good at displaying the life that people would live with everyday cyberware and very high-tech type of cyberware. So that is quite interesting if you would like to see that. It actually shows the game world very, very well. And I think it's a good depiction of where we could possibly be headed. So after V gets shot in the game, this triggers the chip to begin overwriting V's memories with someone else's. If the process completes, V would basically die. You could say that something like this could be a possibility in the future once cyberware becomes more common and widely accepted, especially if people accept more invasive cyberware in places like the brain, for example. And of course, that is where a majority of cyberware would be inserted because of the brain controlling our motor functions and also sending signals to our body. Yeah, cyberpunk could be a reality, even though I've kind of been talking about that for a while. It's starting to get to the point where I'm scared that I'm going to see these horrors in my lifetime, because it's only going to get worse before it gets better, and I can see them making a lot of mistakes with this and kind of using it as like an experiment or test run, and a lot of people are probably going to be on board, and we could see major side effects and major consequences of this, but let me not get ahead of myself. There is some research surrounding the subtle behavioral changes in the brain when using extra limbs. Us humans are pretty adaptable, which is a gift in itself. When losing a limb, the body quickly adjusts. Quote, our brains have plasticity and adapt to the loss of a limb, but also, remarkably, will adapt to sensing a tool as an extension of the arm, called perihand extension. Put in simple terms, while using a tool, the brain believes the tool is an extension of the arm. Remove the tool and the brain has a lingering, distorted perception of the body's shape. If you would like to see a picture of how that works, please click the link in the source material below that I've listed for that. There is actually a photo within the link that can show you how that would work in your brain and how that translates into your body. The brain is known to create its own system for motor control and makes changes based on when you are carrying a weapon, operating machinery, or using prosthetics, as it becomes acutely aware of even the smallest attachments to the body. A good example this source uses is driving a car. After a while, these movements become subconscious, which is why many people often joke about driving on autopilot and not remembering their journey, but basically becoming sort of conscious, for use of a better word, when they reach their destination or when they get home, for example. These movements have now been permanently embedded into your mental mind map, and your brain is what activates this mode as soon as it realizes you are driving. Neuroscientist Danny Claude, who came up with the third thumb, which was unveiled in 2017, also designed a robotic coiling tentacle named Vine 2.0 that's supposed to act as a prosthetic arm. We're really getting into like Marvel DC territory now, aren't we? This contraption, similar to the third thumb, is operated with sensors and electronics in the shoes. Is anyone not thinking about the possible negative effects on the body having sensors and electronics attached to it for hours every day if people use these things? There is growing data proving the harmful effects of mobile phones, earpods, and other electronics on the body, so I can only imagine the consequences of electronics such as this that rely on connecting to your body in some way. The third thumb was quite successful in trials because of the versatility it gave users, like being able to use just one hand to both hold and stir a cup of tea at the same time. Its novelty will interest a small group first, like those that are already into transhumanism. I've already seen there's Reddit groups for transhumanists, and there's a lot of emerging groups and circles that are really excited for this and really believe in it, and they're almost behaving like a cult or religion. So yeah, I can definitely see those people using themselves as guinea pigs for the first releases of these things. There are loads of online communities eagerly waiting to turn themselves into Borg people, the same types that are waiting for immortality to be a thing so they can upload their consciousness to a machine for the rest of eternity. Right now, we are still in the infancy of this field because humans need time to be conditioned to accept new ideas and new ways of living. I'm not saying it won't happen in our lifetime, but people won't adopt it unless they see others doing the same, because unfortunately, this is how people are wired. The majority of human beings do have that herd mentality. We saw that play out in 2020. Also, when I said they hadn't created an extra hand yet, it's because they were too busy creating an extra arm. Quote, Silvestre Massera from the Santa Ana School of Advanced Studies in Pisa is also working on a third arm that is attached to the body around the waist and controlled by breathing. The researchers will discuss their advances in augmentation at the annual conference of the American Association for the Advancement of Science in Washington, end quote. I personally can't think of anything worse than having an electronic piece of junk wrapped around your waist just because you want a third arm. Imagine how ridiculous that would even look. When they say it's controlled by breathing, do they also take into account when someone experiences stress or fear and their breathing pattern changes? What if you're breathing too fast and too shallow? Could the arm accidentally kill you or someone around you? Attaching these things around your body and relying on them kind of reminds me of the self-driving cars, which can also kill you and have actually killed people already. In March 2018, Rafaela Vasquez was behind the wheel of a self-driving Uber test car. It was late in the evening and the car was on self-drive mode at 40 miles per hour. 49-year-old Elaine Herzberg was wheeling her bike across the road, trying to get to the pavement. The self-driving car failed to identify Elaine as a pedestrian, basically classing her as some sort of vehicle. This unfortunately resulted in the car calculating that it had to brake for only 1.3 seconds to let Elaine pass. This obviously was not enough time to let a pedestrian cross the road, and this concluded in the car hitting Elaine and later killing her. Rafaela, the woman behind the wheel at the time, was charged in 2020 for negligent homicide. The trial is yet to happen because the case is considered complex, but it would definitely be interesting to see how that transpires, and I do definitely want to follow that trial whenever it does start. The car was of course a test car, so Rafaela should have been vigilant and not totally reliant on the vehicle. Unfortunately, there will be many more cases like these when self-driving cars eventually do become mainstream. What happens if someone is still vigilant but cannot change the settings in time? Also, if these cars are supposed to be self-driving, the whole point is the person behind the wheel doesn't necessarily have to be paying attention to the road, because the car is supposed to be designed to drive you around and therefore be able to react to changes in the road and so on. This case was obviously a cautionary tale of what could go wrong, and even though it was only a test car, I don't believe that they can optimize self-driving cars to the point where humans do not have to pay some level of attention to the road for fear of the electronics failing, which again defeats the whole purpose of having a self-driving car. I say that to say that sometimes the memes are real about these things. Put too much trust and control in electronics and the likelihood of death increases. Also, if you want to read up more on that case, I have provided a link below, and you can also look at other sources because it is quite an interesting story and I didn't really see all that much coverage about it in the news at the time. There is also the issue of the body working over capacity when using extra limbs you don't actually need. That energy being put into your new wings or tentacles naturally takes away from another area of your body, so what could that look like? Could people start overheating like computers if they're using these things too much and too long? We don't know, but it's possible. They say the body is adaptable, which is true, but they use this statement in a misleading way to make you believe the body will accept extra add-ons, like some sort of machinery, which we are not. The need to make man and electronics compatible is a little unsettling, especially when noticing just how much media has been created about this exact scenario, and now we're actually seeing it unfold in real life. It's a little bit trippy for people like me as a millennial that grew up watching shows about these things, and now it's actually being spoken about seriously. In terms of thinking about the risks involving attaching extra supporting tech like sensors and whatnot to your body, it seems that Sweden has come up with a solution for that. Quote, three people in Sweden use an implant system which allows amputees to use a bionic arm with just their thoughts. Dr. Max Ortiz Catalan at Chalmers University of Technology hopes the technology can be expanded to Europe. The implant system anchors the prosthesis to the skeleton in the stump of the amputated limb. End quote. Sweden taking it too far as usual. This is the same country full of people inserting chips into their hands so they don't have to carry cards and keys. So I'm not really surprised this is coming out of there. Check out an episode I did actually covering that, which I will provide in the source material below. This unironically sounds even worse than having sensors on your toes to trigger limb movement. The invasive nature of the implant basically being shoved into the limb and stuck to the skeleton seems like some shit out of Frankenstein, frankly. I know there are currently prosthetics that have a similar design, but they don't have electronic aspects that allow you to connect with them neurologically. Regular prosthetics are attached to someone at a base physical level and nothing more. So there aren't any side effects from that, other than maybe the stump where your limb used to be getting sore when using the prosthetic for many hours. The brain is ultimately aware of the limb being an attachment, so adjusts and readjusts, but what if the brain fully believed a limb were its own? A study done in Massachusetts a decade ago displays how easy it is for the brain to be tricked into believing a foreign object is its own limb. Quote, "The wiring of the brain allows it to be tricked. In classic neurological experiments, researchers hide a volunteer's real arm while positioning a lifelike rubber arm in its place. When the experimenters touch the person's hidden real hand at the same time as they touch the corresponding spot on the rubber hand, the volunteer feels the touch on the rubber hand. Scientists believe this illusion occurs in premotor areas of the brain that integrate information from different senses. In other words, because sight, touch, and the awareness of the body's position in space all agree, the brain concludes that the arm it sees belongs to it. Not only do people verbally report feeling ownership of the hand, brain scans corroborate it. When an experimenter appears to threaten the rubber hand by holding a knife near it, areas of the brain associated with anxiety and body awareness light up just as they do when a real hand is threatened." End quote. I think, again, it's great how adaptable the human brain is, but it is a little scary how easily it can be tricked into accepting a foreign object as an extra limb. It is a similar thing to when our eyes are viewing content such as films. Our brains actually don't know the difference of whether it's real or not, and process what it has seen as if it were almost real. This is why I talk about being careful about what content you consume, as well as viewing with discernment. Even if you have all your limbs, the brain can become mentally attached to an extra one. So I wonder, would losing that extra limb after a while cause a sort of shock or trauma associated with when you actually lose a real limb? It is interesting and would be cool to play around with these things, yes, but the majority of us really do not need an extra limb or any optimization, as the human body is already designed to do everything we need. Anything else we feel that we want to do is just that, a want, not a need. In the area of helping people with paralysis and other disabilities, this is a breakthrough, especially once they are able to get past the brain controlling more than one false limb at a time, which I presume is what they are currently trying to do. I fear, however, that like with every technology, once used by people that genuinely need to have a normal quality of life, it will then branch out to the general consumer market and advertised as a sort of novelty thing that people will buy into because they think it's fun and convenient. I don't agree with unnecessary convenience that could possibly weaken the quality of life in the long run. You guys know how I feel about convenience. I think it is one of the worst things that have happened to us in modern society. Nor do I think it is sensible for able-bodied adults to be running around with extra limbs, because what will eventually happen is that children will ask their parents and relatives to use these limbs too, and maybe even buy them these high-tech extra limbs like a tentacle or wings because they want to be cool or play with their friends or because their other friends have it too. Children are still developing in every area, including becoming comfortable within their own body and sharpening their motor skills. Imagine the effect on their long-term development and the confusion it would cause if they came to rely on these extra limbs or got used to them. It may seem far down the line, but as we see with smartphones originally marketed to adults, most young children now have a smartphone of their own due to parents giving in. And I know people say, oh, safety, finding out where your kids are, but obviously that's how they get you. And it doesn't just end with making sure your kid comes from school on time. The kids usually are glued to it and don't know how to get off because they don't really have that impulse control that you end up developing in your later years. So yeah, it's become a very destructive technology that children are now using and has been integrated into their life, which obviously I can see happening with the limbs. What do you guys think? Am I right or am I right? Remember to follow me on Rumble, and if you want to see how the third thumb looks and works, check out my website, www.thecuriouspodcast.co.uk. It should be on the Matrix section, where I have loads of other interesting and enlightening videos, and there's a few more that I've added, so be sure to check those out. Thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. If you're into the strange, morbid, or curious, I'll see you in the next episode. Stay safe, stay curious, for real.